What's up and welcome to Fortitude in 15 with Sam Panich and Parker Yadlon, presented by Elevation Nation. In 15 minutes, we're going to talk about what's going on in the real world and give you some tips and tricks on how to activate mental fortitude and conquer the real world. Hello.
Hello.
What's up, dog?
What's going on?
Nothing, man. Down in Savannah, get to spend a week with my parents. Really looking forward to that. Going to be some quality time working from here for the week, and haven't seen them in a while, so it'll be nice. You know my happy place is down here on the pickleball court, so let's get it.
Sucking on the pickleball court? Is that what it sounds like?
It's so funny because you talk so much smack, but God, I would kill you. God, it'd be so easy, in fact, to kill you. Like, I would actually make you cry. In fact, Alex Newman, former guest, would be so proud. He's been coaching me, so.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Alex, for not coaching me, because I don't need your coaching to take down Sam.
Yeah, sure. What's up? Sure. How's life? You good? Everybody good?
Yeah. Things are, as always, rocking and rolling, heading to the beach this weekend, which I'm super excited for a yearly tradition in Cape May. It's a special place in my heart. It's a special place in many people's hearts, but it's crazy because it feels like every year Cape May is like the wow, like it's how I like think about time in the sense. It's like, I don't know if you have like a vacation or anything that happens every single year, but for me it's Cape May and it's like, wow, the year flew freaking by, and Cape May feels like the start, the end and the start of the next year in a sense. Obviously, you have 2022 and 2023 and like the New Year's Day, but for me, it's like after Cape May, it's like, okay, the fall's about to come, football season, it's getting a little colder, you know, things change. And I'm excited for Cape May, but it's also crazy because it means that things are – this year's moving fast. It's wild.
It's pretty cool to have a tradition like that where you can kind of just like fully reflect on what's going on in the week. I don't necessarily have a family trip that we do, but I typically do that during Yom Kippur, where I'll like write down everything that's happened the past year and how I feel about the past year and where I'm going. And I think having those yearly kind of reflections, it's so funny. Like, why arbitrarily did we pick a year that we really look back on our lives? Like, that's like a really long time. I don't remember what I did this year.
But it's not. I feel like a year has become, I don't know, I forget what I was talking about, but a year has not, we've gotten older and just a year does not feel like a long time. Oh, this was with John Camardella.
Yeah, I remember you saying next that. Week. Yeah, of course it goes quickly, but like you don't know what you did. You probably couldn't give me a highlight without looking back on every month.
I could definitely give you a highlight on every month, but like, I think
from the top of the head, from your dome, there's no way.
Yeah. I mean,
what was your highlight in February? Go.
My highlight in February was the following. I had a great time. I mean, like, I attribute to February to like Super Bowl. I attribute February to President's Weekend. I attribute February, like, and then I can, those triggers have me thinking, okay, what did I do in February? Wow, I had a bunch of people over for the Super Bowl. JJ and I made a ton of food and it was a lot of fun. That was super fun and super cool. That was a great memory. But what's interesting is that a lot of those memories are triggered by the things that you typically do every year, whether that's a holiday, whether that's, you know, in this case, Cape May, you know, whether it's you going on a vacation or you're, you know, the start of school. Like, I just feel like it's weird because it just seems that time is flying by and it's hard to grasp.
Definitely.
It's funny, Sam. I had this like thought in my head, like, and it's like kind of a weird thought. And, you know, there's been like videos about like this phenomenon or something, but like I go to the gym, right? Every morning, 7:30 or ish, right? I get back from the gym around like 8:30, 8:20, whatever it is. And I just have this feeling like this thing every day. It's like, I walk in the door, I drop my keys and I go to my room. Every door, every day, I drop my keys in the thing, I go to the door. And like, if you watch the, if you've recorded that every day, it's literally the same thing. And I'm like, damn, I'm just like a robot. I go to work out, I come back through the door, I drop my keys and I go to work. And it's weird. It's funny.
Well, dude, I mean, did you read The Power of Habit?
No.
So
I read Atomic Habits.
Okay. I mean, our brains do routines to help eliminate stressors, anxieties, and, you know, challenges. I have the same thing every day for lunch. Every day. I've been doing that since I started working because my brain is so overwhelmed with decisions and things that I need to do that like taking time to think through and fully prepare lunch or go pick up lunch stresses me out more than like knowing every single day I have a side salad with balsamic, olive oil, cucumbers, tomatoes, and a turkey sandwich with lettuce, tomato, onion, mustard, mayo, toasted. Same bread, same turkey, same lettuce, same shit. And like for some people, that's really boring. But for me, I don't think I could operate without it. Every day, same thing. I need that routine. I don't have time to like think of a lunch.
It's crazy. I was having this conversation with Miles the other day about the brain. And I want to bring this up because it was kind of a mind fuck in a sense. Like, do you think like, you know, the brain, right? The brain runs your whole body. The brain like knows what to do. It, you know, it tells you that you're sleepy. It tells you that you're hungry. And if you don't feed the brain, like if you don't feed your body, the brain will automatically like push yourself to go want to eat food like naturally.
Yeah.
And we were like going back and forth. We were just like having fun with this conversation. And he's like, is it you determining what you do in a given day, or is it the brain determining what you do in a given day?
Dude, it's actually crazy you say that because watching this like Netflix documentary where they're trying to help people with anxiety, depression, and PTSD by one of my favorite authors. And essentially, one of the doctors at one point, as they're doing this treatment with these people, is like, you can control your brain. You can control your mind. You can control your thoughts. So I thought it was really interesting that doctors even are saying, like, sometimes our minds take over and create habits and create bad procedures when they think they're protecting us and they have issues. But I don't know what you call it. Your soul or your spirit or whatever can like overpower your own thoughts. Just kind of
your own brain. Like the brain is the physical thing in your head, but it was a crazy thought. It was like, what is going on? I was like re-questioning everything. Like your brain like tells your body naturally to do things, but you don't tell. You're like I don't sit here and be like, damn, I'm hungry. No, the brain tells me that I'm hungry because I feel hungry.
Crazy. Dude, crazy. Brain's a powerful thing. Brain's a really powerful thing.
And the brain has the ability to create thoughts, and it just, I don't know. I went down this rabbit hole with him and it just blew my mind. I had to bring it up. Cause it's like that movie, Inside Out, where there's like,
I love that movie, man. That movie's so good.
The little things like the anger and the happiness and the,
so called your emotions.
Like, yeah. Your emotions. But like they're sitting in there and just go angry, and then you're like, they press a button and then the brain goes and then the person becomes angry because they're triggered.
You got to learn how to control them, which is easier said than done. I think it takes some practice, but that's part about being an adult. Actually, to add on to that, kind of funny, I was at the airport today standing next to this mom with her two, you know, maybe 10-year-old sons, and they were chasing each other and like fighting, and one kid started crying, whatever. She pulls him over. And she's like, why are you upset? Blah, 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 blah. And I probably shouldn't have been eavesdropping, but she was right next to me. And she pretty much said, like, when you're an adult, you can't get angry and just hit people. And I thought about that for a second. Like, these young children, they hit and they take out their anger because they think that that's the appropriate way to, like, exude that, get rid of that feeling, is by, like, physical force, right? Because you feel less angry when you punch something or you hit something or you push someone that hurt you or annoyed you. And slowly over time, as you learn what's right and wrong, you learn how to bottle those emotions up and get rid of them in other more healthy ways, right? And when I piss you off, Parker, you don't like punch me in the face now. You walk out of the room and you go on a walk. Or you think, or you do punch me sometimes. I don't know.
Or I approach you with my words. I tell you what's up to your face. I approach you.
But like, it's part of growing up is figuring out how to manage these emotions. And I don't think you ever have them mastered, but you learn different coping techniques to how to skirt around them. That'd be crazy though if our brains
the funniest were actually, thing like, inside out. Ever though is like you see someone who's like 60 years old, 70 years old lose their temper or their emotions go out of whack. And you're like, wait, at 60, 70 years old, aren't you supposed to have all this shit figured out? But it's just like, it shows that we're always a work in progress. It, as you get older, there's always triggers. There's always things that happen where it leaves you vulnerable and leaves you in a place where it's like, I just think it's always interesting. Like, how could an older person do that? How could, you know?
Yeah.
We're all just trying to figure it out.
We're all figuring it out, man. We're all
trying to navigate. And it's like, you're just like continuously on this journey of just like,
yeah,
whatever, trying to figure it out, whatever figuring it out means to you.
It's tough. And figuring out adulthood is difficult. I literally just was talking to my mom. She's helping me find things for adulthood, like to update my apartment to make it look more adult, because I think it looks not good right now.
Oh,
and we're talking
Elevation Nation. I think this is coming up in Sam's thoughts because on the podcast the other day, we made fun of his bookshelf.
Oh, no, that's actually not why. I'm actually cool with those. Those are fine. I'm bringing it
those
up.
Those are adult enough for you?
Yeah, those are adult enough for me. But Chloe and Noah have such a beautiful adult apartment.
Dude,
and
they're married. They're like married.
I want an adult apartment. I want to be an adult.
I mean, they also like probably got a lot of those things as gifts.
That's fair. But it's a beautiful apartment. I want a nice apartment. So I was thinking, what things do I need to make my apartment more adult? Becoming an adult's weird. I got to get real stuff.
You're already one, dude.
No, I'm becoming an adult.
You know, like, I think it's like when it comes to your apartment, you just figure it out as you go. You add things, you get rid of things. You know, like JJ and my, our bed frame broke like 3 months ago and we still haven't replaced it. Yeah, I was actually in the bed alone and I was just sleeping and all of a sudden, pop. And it just like, holy, it scared the shit.
You got to hit the gym, Parker.
I don't know what it was, but yeah, we haven't replaced the bed frame, but like, we're no rush. We'll figure it out. We're not using the broken bed frame. We're not using the broken bed frame anymore, but
walk it back. Whatever you need to say to make yourself feel better. Parker sleeps on broken furniture.
No, it's not broken. It's just not there.
That might be worse.
No, we have a massive like box spring that goes like it. We got it figured out, Sam.
All right. They got a solution. They got an adulthood solution. All right. Well, managing your emotions as an adult, hard. Not as hard as a kid, but I like thinking about my brain being that movie Inside Out. God, what a classic. Did you cry? You definitely cried.
Yeah, I cried. I've seen that movie.
I cried. Times.
It was a good one. It was a good one. Actually, I usually get moved to tears by emotional movies. I really do. I just like the story, like, you know, sometimes just captivates me, whether it's like Forrest Gump or, you know, any of those good stories. But yes, I'll cry and I'll try to hold it in. And I'll look at JJ and she doesn't really cry that much when it comes to movies, but then I'll just let it unleash. And then she'll look at me. She's like, are you all right? I'm like, don't ask me if I'm all right. I just want these things to flow out of my eyes.
Yeah. That's how you're managing your emotions. Let it out. You got to have a good cry, bro. It's important.
Always. What did Jimmy V say? It's a good day. It's a hell of a day. If you can wake up and you can laugh, you can think, and you can cry. And that is a full, full day. And I think the thing we don't do enough is cry and use our emotions and be emotional, because crying makes us a little uncomfortable, a little vulnerable. It's a weird thing that people do, right? We cry.
Very weird.
It's a weird thing.
How is that like an evolutionary development?
Isn't that crazy?
We're gonna have to do some research on that.
Wow, we're gonna have to talk about this on another podcast.
Parker, maybe we need to add that into our morning or evening routine. Quick 5-minute cry. Watch videos of soldiers returning home. I'll cry every time. Let it out.
I just show me the 2011 Billy Cundiff kick in the AFC Championship when he missed it wide left to go to the Super Bowl. I cried. You show me that every time, I'll cry.
Then, all right, we got the video for you.
I will never forget where I was in that moment, ever.
You weren't at the game, that's for sure.
No, I was in my dad's apartment watching the TV, and I watched it from the staircase, so nervous, and I literally buried my head in my pants for an hour. Like, you know, head like down like this. Like, just, it was bad. But then we won the Super Bowl next year, so no tears. Tears of joy. So many tears of joy.
Dab. Laugh, learn, cry. Until next week, Elevation Nation. Peace. Thanks so much for listening to the show. If you aren't already a subscriber, please do subscribe and leave us a review. Follow us on Instagram at ElevationNation_IO and on Twitter at ElevateBeGreat. Check us out on the web at www.elevationnation.io. Until next week, Elevation Nation.